Hello, hello, hello. I am Matt Williamson. It's exactly the middle of the week. It's noon here Eastern on Wednesday, Super Bowl week. We're not going to talk Super Bowl. Tomorrow will be Twitter Thursday. Friday will be Super Bowl preview. Usually we have Mike Renner from Pro Football Focus on today. He was driving at the time, so I let him off the hook. And mostly because we have a great topic to discuss today is there was a big trade last night. How crazy is that? Rarely this time of year does deals get done, but Alex Smith, I'm sure you've heard this by now, but Alex Smith goes from the Chiefs to the Redskins for Washington's third round pick, which is a mid third, and Kendall Fuller, a good young corner, had a really good year. Let's look at this from Washington's perspective. Clearly they are going to move on from Kirk Cousins. Does that mean they like Smith? Well, let me take this one step further here. I'm going to make sure I have the numbers right here as well. Because they, Redskins, I'm going to read this just verbatim off of Roto-World. Redskins signed QB Alex Smith to a four-year, $94 million extension through 2022. He gets $71 million guaranteed. See, that's the part to me where that's pricey, man. I mean, Smith's a big winner here because he gets $71 million. I mean, no matter where you cut it, that's really good for what I think is a league average NFL starter who had a good year, no doubt. And I do think there was a market for him, and we'll get to the Browns in a minute. Supposedly they were very much in the conversation. But I think Washington looks at it as that's less than we were going to pay Cousins for an older guy, an established quarterback. They still should be in the market, maybe not this year, but if somebody in the second, third round, or even the first round is sitting there and they love them, boom. But no longer are you reaching for a quarterback. This move tells me they had no chance of bringing Cousins back or no intention. So if you look at it through the lens of right now we have Colt McCoy, that's all we got. This doesn't look so bad because people are killing the Redskins for this move. And I don't love it from their perspective. And you guys don't know I don't love Alex Smith, too. But if you look at it through the lens of, hey, free agency's a month or so away, and all we have is Colt McCoy, and sure, we'd love to bring back Cousins, but we don't think that he's worth the money. And the next best guy we can possibly have as our day one starter besides Cousins, who's possible, you're not going to get Drew Brees, you're not going to get Jimmy Garoppolo, is Alex Smith. I think that's probably the way they're thinking on this. And we'll keep him around for the next couple years. And that buys us a year or two in what might be a quarterback market that we don't love. And where they're picking, I wouldn't love having to go quarterback. And it allows you in the first round to take a linebacker or whatever it is you love or you need. Or now a corner, maybe. So I understand that. But it's a lot to give up. And I also think, though, that Smith is, you know, we know he's a ball control guy. And you look at the weapons there, Chris Thompson, their tight ends, Jordan Reed. I don't know if Jordan Reed going to play anymore. Crowder. I can see him really thinking, dunking it down the field. Really good offensive line. I would think the running game will be a little better. I think they'll probably stick with P. Ryan and Thompson, but maybe add a back. Pryor was been unsuccessful. I mean, they could use an outside threat there, Tyreek Hill, kind of. So I get it. I mean, again, I don't love it. But, you know, you're paying the quarterback $71 million. But you can see where Washington is looking at here. I mean, as opposed to when this hit, Twitter's just like, Andy Reid just fleeced the Redskins. They don't know what the heck they're doing. They got screwed. Quarterbacks aren't cheap. You know, I mean, here's what I think happened, and this is a total guess by me, is, like I said, the Browns were involved in some sort of talks for Smith, too. And I've been saying that all along, that if I were the Browns, I would offer Kansas City, they have the first pick in the second round, and they have the Houston pick in the second round, which is fourth or fifth or whatever. I would offer them one of those two picks for Alex Smith. You know, I'm not going to give him a top five pick. I'm not going to give him one of your first rounders. I'd give him one of those very early seconds for Alex Smith, which is basically what Jimmy Garoppolo went for, by the way. And that, I thought that would get a deal done. And in a nutshell, if I were the Chiefs and the Browns came knocking and said, you can have the 33rd pick in the draft for Alex Smith, I would have said yes. But I'd rather have the mid-third and Fuller, and we'll get to Fuller here in a moment. So, if you're the Browns, what else could you have offered? I don't think I'd have offered, I mean, you could offer a second and a third. You could offer both those seconds. That's a lot for Alex Smith when you're a rebuilding Browns team, you know, I mean. But that would have been the ideal guy for the Browns. And maybe they left that decision up to Smith. Would you rather go to Cleveland? Would you rather go to Washington, where they won't be drafting somebody in the first round? You know, if you go to Cleveland, they're probably going to draft Darnold or Rosen or somebody like that. And you're in the same situation you were here with Mahomes, and you're kind of a lame duck for the year. And, oh, by the way, Washington's set to win more games. So if the compensation were equal, and it wasn't, but I would think Smith had the final say of, do I go to Washington or do I go to Cleveland? So now it puts the Browns in a bit of a pickle that, are they going to go get Teddy Bridgewater or Bradford? They better add a veteran. They absolutely better add a veteran and still use a first-round pick on your favorite quarterback. And then I would try to get Barkley with the next first-round pick and make that quarterback's life very much easier. All right, so how does this trade affect Kansas City? Well, for you that don't know, and this goes back to the Macklin move last year, they are one of the most cash-strapped teams in the league. They had to make space in order to go fill needs or be a player in free agency. So Smith was basically going no matter what. That being said, this is still a ringing endorsement that clearly they love Pat Mahomes. You know, I mean, if it was Paxton Lynch sitting behind Smith, maybe they don't make this deal. You know what I mean? Like, the year they spent with Mahomes, the season they spent with Mahomes apparently gives them great confidence in the young man as a practice player. Preseason, we saw him play a little during the regular year. And I loved him coming out of school. So he's going to be the starter. I guess that all goes without saying. You get rid of Smith, which saves them about $17 million on the cap, from what I understand, which is well worth it because you have other needs. You pick up that third, mid-third. It's a valuable pick. I mean, there's just no doubt about that. I mean, that could be a future starter, whatever it is. You know, I think you still should be in the market for a veteran backup to Mahomes, though. So that's going to cost you something. Maybe a $5 million quarterback, or if Glennon gets released, or try to bring Foles back. Who knows? I mean, that'd be an interesting one. Like I said, maybe we'll do that quarterback musical chairs podcast one of these days. But they're going to be in the market for a veteran. But Fuller's key to this deal. Fuller's still a former early pick. He's a lot of ability. I saw Pro Football Focus, that's why I was going to ask Mike about this, had him graded very high this year, a top 10 corner in the league. I don't think he's a top 10 corner, but right now he's still cheap labor. He excels out of the slot, and the key here is, besides Marcus Peters, the Chiefs corner situation is dismal. I mean, that was probably, I haven't done team needs and prioritized them, but I would say off the top of my head, going into, as of yesterday, the Chiefs' biggest offseason need was a corner. Will Fuller be an outside-the-numbers starter opposite Peters? I don't know that, but I think he's going to be a massive upgrade as their slot corner, which is two-thirds of the snaps anyway. So this is a heck of a deal for the Chiefs, you know, and it wouldn't have been bad to add the 33rd pick in the draft instead, but I think because of the position Fuller plays, the fact he's cheap labor, he's playing really well, he's highly talented, getting the player here is gigantic. And, all by the way, you pick up a third-round pick. So they had an asset. You know, you can laugh and say, Alex Smith stinks and Washington's going to be terrible. Clearly, the NFL didn't see it that way. They looked at Alex Smith as an asset that people wanted and are giving legitimate offers for. And again, I don't know exactly how the Cleveland conversation went, but I'm guessing, and how I would have handled it if I were the Browns. So this will have a ripple effect. And again, probably next week we'll do quarterback musical chairs. But how does it affect Kirk Cousins? Well, he's not going to Kansas City. I mean, here's all we know. He's not going to Kansas City. He's not going to stay in Washington. It doesn't change his life all that much. But it does say, hey, Matt Ryan just got $71 million, or not Matt Ryan. Talk to him about him in a second, though, too. That Alex Smith just got $71 million guaranteed. I'm younger and I'm basically better. I'm more valuable than Alex Smith. Which, we knew this, though. I mean, I don't think any... People saying that Kirk Cousins is thrilled with this deal. I guess, but it takes Washington out. It was one bidder out of the Cousins sweepstakes. But it's a good jumping off point that he's going to be at least $71 million richer. That's not so shabby. But we all kind of knew this. I mean, the Cousins is going to be the highest paid player in the history of the game. And if I were to put a chip, if I were to bet where he ends up, I would say Denver first, Jets second, and it's reported they're supposedly going after him hard. And then maybe they'd cut McCown. I mean, I'd assume they would. Who knows? I guess a long shot, my third one would be the Jags. So, Cousins is in good shape. He's really not in any better or worse shape than yesterday. I mean, you could say he's in better shape because, boy, he's going to get at least $71 million. You could say he's in worse shape because Washington's not one of the teams bidding on him where you thought they might be. So, there's that. Lastly, I mentioned Matt Ryan, and the only reason I wanted to bring that up was that, where are we at on that? Let me see, because I read this somewhere today. Yes, and I'm quoting Bill Barnwell from ESPN on this, but the next two veteran quarterbacks in line for lucrative extensions are Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan. Rodgers has 2 years left on his deal. Ryan is entering the final season of his contract. Well, they're both way more valuable than Alex Smith. And Rodgers is the same draft class. Ryan's a little younger. And they're both way more valuable than Kirk Cousins. So, are they going to get 120 guaranteed? I don't know. I mean, but Ryan's going to be the next one we talk about. And Atlanta's not letting him go. And Green Bay's not letting him go. Quarterbacks are crazy. Like, I don't know how to do this, but I almost feel like there should be an exemption for your top quarterback, almost. Like, it's such an advantage to have Russell Wilson before, you know, like Dak Prescott, or one of these guys who hasn't, whose contract's not up yet, that's good, that's first-year quarterback. I mean, obviously it's a good problem to have Aaron Rodgers and have to pay him a bazillion dollars, but it's almost like you should have a quarterback exemption where this dude makes X amount, and I don't know, I'm talking out my butt, but it's so salary cap changing when you have to pay these guys, even Alex Smith money, or let alone Kirk Cousins money, or Matt Ryan money, or Aaron Rodgers money that he's going to make. So this was a fun day to talk about this. You know, big trade for beginning of February. Crazy. It will have a ripple effect. I don't think it cripples Washington as much as people tend to think. But I do think if you're the Chiefs, you're really happy with how this turned out.